ocean cold and dark. I am the hungry shark, fast and merciless. But the only girl that could talk to him just couldn't swim. Tell me what's worse than this. And the echoes in the halls.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's the No Named Tuesday show. I don't have a name for the show. All I know is that it's Mr. 100, myself, Shannon Young, here with the five-star man, Asa Gray. Asa, it's a pleasure to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
It's good to be back.
I am a five-star man. You are Mr. 100.
Mr. 100, so the five-star man. We've talked about doing this show for a while, just me and you, and putting it together, because we have the best nicknames.
It's true.
Of anyone here at the store. We have the classiest
slash
nicknames.
The only.
Well, that's not true. There's Dolphin Mankey.
Dalton has all the other nicknames.
Let's go through them. Dolphin Mankey.
Right.
Pussbot.
Pussbot 5000. I think I might have just put the 5000 in my head. I don't know if
it may not have
5000 was actually part of it, yeah.
Salty Dalty. Hipster Fuck. Onion Head.
Yep.
He
might be Mr. 100 nicknames.
He's the man of 1000 nicknames. Is what he is. He's the Dean Malenko of the show. And am I hearing the PlayStation music in the background there?
Somewhere.
Well, somebody kill that PlayStation. Well, they're busy. We got Jesse Kimball, a.k.a. Honey Voice. Ace is going to take care of that real quick. We got Honey Voice behind us along with Mr. Ben Martin. They're playing some Destiny, and it looks pretty serious. I don't know why they're still playing that 7 out of 10, but, you know, what are you going to do? Well, thank you, Asa. Asa will be back in 1 second, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And he's back.
I did it.
So I just got back from Pennsylvania, which was a fun trip.
Insert awkward silence.
I wondered how much I wanted to talk about the trip to Pennsylvania because it's been brought to my attention that this show is listened to by a wide variety of people.
From all across these great 50 states.
49 states. I'll be damned if I recognize Missouri.
I know you're quoting, but just hearing the Missouri... it makes my skin crawl.
Well, go to Pennsylvania. It's much classier up there. There's less black people.
Jesus
to the point. No. Hear me
Welcome
out.
Welcome back.
To the point,
Shannon.
That for the record, I'm not racist. But when we were up there, there was a black guy walking around in, I think it was Franklin or Oil City. I forget where we were at the time. And my first reaction was, golly gee, a Negro. Because because we've been making that trip for 10 years. It's a yearly thing to go up there, and it's the first time I've seen a black person in that town. Now, when you go to Pittsburgh, it's Dark City, you know, but...
Oh, my God.
Welcome back, Shannon. It's that kind of quality.
Without missing a beat.
It's that kind of quality people have come to expect from this show. How was your week while I was gone? Because mine, I do want to point out that it was, one, uneventful, two, isolated, because I had no internet. They have internet there, but the internet is worse than 56K. I'm fairly positive. I couldn't text people. I think I told you this. Yeah. I would text people and then I would not hear from them for hours. And then 3 hours later, I'd get 20 texts.
All at once. Yeah. That happened to me when I was living in Virginia.
That's terrible because, you know, I would get almost depressed and think, well, they don't want to talk to me. Okay. Well, fine. I'll just sit here in this bed. And stare at the ceiling because I literally have nothing else to do.
But it was like that the last couple times, wasn't it? Because you said something to me about not being able to really get a hold of people when you're out there, which is why I didn't.
No, it is anything. It is. It's true. But in this particular instance,
it was just worse than what it.
It was worse than what it was before because you know I, in the interest of fairness, I was texting Allie quite a bit,
right?
And would not get a response for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay was doing stuff with her family, of course. She was hanging out with her parents, which was fine. That's why we went there. She wanted to see her family, and I was the tag along,
right?
Because I wanted to support her in that. And I'm texting Allie, and I don't get a reply back from her. And then I got a text from Chelsea, work related stuff. I can't really go into obviously because we don't name where people work here,
right?
But it was really crazy. And terrible what happened to her that, I mean, she almost got robbed, basically, where she works. And I was trying to text her, and I couldn't get a message to her either. I couldn't get a reply. So I'm just sitting there in the middle of fucking Pennsylvania with no contact with people, just rocking back and forth going, my God, wish I was back home.
Other than
hanging out with Lindsay, because we went to pizza places, we saw the city, and that's always good. There's a reason she and I are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was very lonely.
Right.
But anyway, I'm back What happened while I was gone?
Well, didn't happen to me, clearly. But you saying that you being surprised that you saw the black guy.
Yeah.
A post that I saw on Reddit, an NBA player. And I want to say it happened in LA. I don't know any of this. He posted on his Instagram, a picture of a jewelry store where he went to buy, he was going to go just look and buy like a watch or something.
Right.
He approaches the door, the employees lock it.
What?
And then just like stare at him from behind the counter.
Like he's a zombie. During
kind
the
of, apparently. Yeah. And so I think his last name is Henson, but that could be, again, this is all secondhand information from something that I kind of read yesterday.
Yeah.
But eventually they called the police and it took the police recognizing him on his ID as a professional basketball player. And not just some, as he put it, thug there to rob the place.
Oh my God.
And so ever since he posted that, the Yelp reviews and Google reviews the business have been,
torn apart.
Have been pouring in. So those, I've been reading through those, yesterday.
I want to read those because this is the third time that I've heard of someone doing something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yelp, especially just tearing them apart.
My
ruining their business.
Well, and the funny thing too is like speaking of, I don't know how much you want to get into Yelp, or if you guys have been approached by them at all.
We have not, but I'm familiar with,
Thing. They have, a crazy number of 1-star reviews being pouring in and it has done nothing for their like 4.8 star rating.
For the company,
because
the
it seems
store?
Like the jewelry store had probably paid Yelp to keep that number higher. All speculation, though.
That's so stupid. All right, I know we make jokes here, and we make jokes about black people. It's kind of what we do. But
you're using that word "we" real liberally, there, buddy.
All of us, every single one of us, has said the N-word at least once or twice. Especially Dalton.
Little known fact: he has it tattooed across his abdomen.
It just says
it's in real poor taste.
It's across his chest. It says "N-word killer."
Jesus Christ! No. I just hate the N-word. I'm trying to get rid of it.
He's trying to kill the N-word.
That was his justification.
Yeah. But we make jokes. But like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, that's
you see
terrible.
A black guy walking towards your store,
and you immediately lock the doors.
If we did that here at Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway, we'd never be open. We'd have the same hours as the smoke shop. You know?
Is that the one where the guy like lives in the storefront?
I don't think that's actually a store. Every time we walk by that store,
he's just like sitting on there
watching
like,
TV.
There's a couch. It's kind of like us, except like I doubt if we walked in, be like, "Hey, can I use your TV for an hour?" There's not a button on the register for that.
And I doubt he lets people in. The door's probably locked, and it just has a big sign that says "Open tomorrow." Well, that's good to know that the world's still stupid because I was kind of out of the loop for a while.
Speaking of stupid, I know I've told pretty much everyone who listens to this show has already heard the story a million times, but me shattering my back window in my car.
Yeah.
Because I backed into a dumpster because the dumpster wasn't where it normally was. I didn't park where I normally parked. I wasn't paying enough attention. And that's really what it comes down to is just me being stupid.
No. It's the car's fault.
It wasn't. Oh. It was all. It's user error. Problem exists between keyboard and chair.
Speaking of cars, can I throw this? Well, you tell that story real quick.
Well, that's just the story. As I was backing in, I caught the corner of the dumpster just perfectly right in the square center of my rear window. I suddenly hear a thud and a shatter of glass, and I got real excited because I thought Stone Cold was about to show up. He did not, and instead it was just the back of my car covered in shards of safety glass.
He showed up on Raw instead.
Which I didn't see.
I didn't either. I haven't watched it yet. I got to get ready for PWU because I'm actually going to be on this week.
Reddit didn't post anything about New Day other than their awesome new shirt. So I have no reason to know what happened on Raw.
That shirt is amazing. Before we get to the New Day, hey, do you want to talk about the New Day here in a second?
I mean, we can always talk about the New Day.
Okay.
Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, the New Day?
Big E, Big Wool. You know why they call him Big Wool?
Because he's a heavy sweater.
And if anybody can relate to that, it's me. Like, as soon as someone touches my skin, I get beads of sweat on my forehead. And I'm like, seriously? How? So we rented a car to go up to Pennsylvania from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Nice place, nice people. The car was pretty good. Fuck that. It's $150 for the rental, $100 for the insurance, which we had to get because on the off chance we didn't get it, Because I don't know if you know Pennsylvania very well, but the deer to human ratio is skewed. Well, the ratio's off, Asa.
Well, and also you posted about having to drive through like snow and...
Oh my God, yeah. It snowed so heavy that we could only see like 2 feet in front of
us. Yeah, so absolutely you need that.
You need that insurance. It's $100 for the insurance. It's $150 for the car. They threw us a 15% discount because we got the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was literally throwing us a bone. They didn't have to do that, so I appreciate it. It was like $30 off.
Mm-hmm.
Still $300.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the math. 150 plus 100 minus 15% equals 300. That's like Ethan Craig Miles level math. So, I love you, son. So I don't get it. But whatever. The other middle finger would go to someone. Hold on, I had it. Oh, Commerce Bank. I use Commerce. Do you use Commerce?
I don't. That bank car loan is through them, but
I hate Commerce Bank because we had a couple bills of, you know, the apartment as a collective whole that we pay together. And I went and put money into the bank last night for the bills that we're pulling today. And sure enough, when I checked my bank today, it says I'm negative $100, despite the fact that I put over $600 in the bank yesterday. See, we pulled the money out to make sure we had it. We didn't accidentally spend it while we were in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And we're going to put the money back in for the bills today. But it still says I'm negative $100. And I swear, if that bill, it's cash.
If
you put cash in a machine and go, I'm depositing this, and the machine says, was this $320? And I go, yes. The money should be there.
Yeah, I never trust it. I'm the cranky old man who doesn't embrace technology because I refuse to make a deposit through an ATM.
Well, in this particular case, crazy old man, you would be right.
Yeah. But then at the same time, is it one of those bullshit things where it's like any deposits made after X time?
No.
Posts to the next day?
There's signs everywhere. Well, two things. One, there's signs everywhere say post the same day.
Okay.
Two, I put the money in the account or the bank yesterday at 7 p.m. as soon as I got home from Pennsylvania. And today it's still negative. It says impending. Yeah, there's money that got deposited, but you can't have it.
Right.
So
I would
fucking Commerce.
I would just say you're going to have to go in and talk to him and be like, hey, it says it's pending. I'm not paying any sort of overdraft or.
I'm going to see. I took a picture of it and I want to see if it just goes through tonight and it goes through pending and goes, okay, it was there. It's fine. But I know I tried to buy something today and I got declined. So it was basically saying the money wasn't there.
Right.
And I'm going to be real pissed if this ends up costing me more money.
Yeah.
So Commerce Bank, you watch your ass. Mr. 100's coming for you. I realized that there's two ways I can go about this show now. Now that I know how many people listen to it of different walks of life, I can either watch what I say and be very apologetic or just go balls to the wall and say, you know what? This is my show.
Or you could just be you and
same as that last one.
Well, is it? Because then you're still, you know, playing to an audience instead of just.
No. Like, I kind of see your point there. I'm just me. I'm just Shannon.
It's like I'm going to throw out some Community that I know you haven't watched.
People like me, right?
Whether you wear the jacket or you take it off the jacket, you're doing it for them. Do what you want to do.
But if you're taking the jacket off or putting it on for them, what else can you do with the jacket?
Shh. It's okay.
Did they bring that point up in the show?
I think they kind of did. I don't remember.
You and your Dan Harmon love?
I want to be him.
What were your
thoughts? I kind of think I'm just going to move to Los Angeles and see if I can.
I think we should just move to Los Angeles.
And just leech onto his show.
Shows?
Well, I meant his podcast.
Oh.
We could merge.
Podzilla and Dan. What's the name of this podcast?
Harmontown.
Harmontown?
Mm-hmm.
So Harmontown and Podzilla. So we'll just call it Harmontown 1985. Harmonzilla 1985? Yeah, you mentioned that Harmon thing earlier, and I want to watch it.
You should.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. For those that don't know, Dan Harmon is the creator of Community. He is the co-creator of Rick and Morty. He is.
We can forgive him for that one.
Oh, he was a writer for the Sarah Silverman program.
I like Sarah Silverman a lot.
He also has you may have heard rumblings of it on the internet, but there was the most expensive pilot ever produced by Fox at the time called Heat Vision and Jack.
I don't remember that.
Which is Jack Black plays a super genius astronaut, who fights crime with his talking motorcycle voiced by Owen Wilson.
All right, two things.
It did not get picked up.
I was going to say, I have two questions. One, how did that not get picked up? And two, what was he on when he thought of it? Because that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and I want to watch it.
It sounds amazing. Apparently, it was amazing. I think someone posted it on YouTube. Because for the longest time, it was only on like VHS, and you could, you know, maybe find a copy of it.
It was like a rumor type thing, yeah. Well, like the Star Wars Holiday Special.
It was not a rumor. Like, it was a fact and well known. There was even like a part of Harmontown has like a news broadcast talking about like how it was the most expensive pilot that failed. And because Ben Stiller produced it.
How did that fail?
Yeah.
That's like the Guillermo del Toro, Tom Cruise at the Mountains of Madness.
At the Mountains of Madness, yeah.
How was that not a thing?
Because Pacific Rim didn't do well enough, and now Pacific Rim 2's indefinitely suspended.
Well, and he had a new movie come out recently. What was
Crimson
it?
Peak.
Crimson Peak.
I'm real excited to see that.
Which got good reviews, but it didn't really take off at the box office. Which, I mean, would you expect a Guillermo del Toro horror film?
A Guillermo del Toro period horror film. Right. That's also like just as much romance.
Is it foreign? Like, is it back in Mexico or did
he? I mean, it's like old timey England. Tom Hiddleston's the star.
Well, I didn't know if maybe he went back to like, you know, cause I believe he did Devil's Backbone. He did, The Orphanage, mm-hmm. you know, those movies, which were very foreign. And everyone always told me, oh, they're the greatest horror films you'll ever see. And they are good movies, mm-hmm. but they're not scary.
Yeah.
You know,
it's more of, I think it's more of like a old England period piece.
I still want to see it because I've heard it's good.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
I'm trying to decide right now. So basically, I'm trying to decide. I have two groups of people that I want to take to a horror film. Mm-hmm. And one group I'm going to take to Goosebumps, and the other group I'm going to take to Ghost, Paranormal Activity, Ghost Dimension. I'm not excited about it, but I've seen every other movie in it, so I might as well finish it.
I didn't see whatever the last one was.
Marked Ones or Four?
It must have been Marked Ones.
Was it the Mexican one?
No. That's the one I didn't see.
Okay. So you saw Four with the really pretty blonde girl.
That ended in the, coven
pretty
nonsense.
Stupid. Yeah. Pretty, pretty dumb. It's gotten terrible, but the Ghost Dimension at least looks cool because it's got that almost a, Fatal Frame vibe to it where they find this camera and they're like, whoa, what's this special camera that can see ghosts? Okay. Now you're making sense.
Well,
sort of.
See, I didn't know if it was that the way that, cause I've only seen the trailer once and I wasn't really paying attention. So this is all just complete bullshit.
Welcome to Podzilla.
Yay. More Asa talking. the way it looked like is it's like, okay, now we can actually just see the ghosts on the camera. So all of the thing that made the first at least four movies somewhat tense and creepy. Fuck that. Now you can watch it all.
Well, there are certain parts of it that look good. Like, I mean, I'm a sucker for ghost movies. Mm-hmm. And when I see the shadows moving and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, what's that? That's creepy. So I'll give it a chance. I mean, I like Zombievers.
Mm-hmm.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Have you seen Zombievers?
I have not.
It's actually really fun. It's a fun horror film.
To put a reference to what I know, you like ABCs of Death.
No. No.
It's your favorite movie.
I like some of the letters of ABCs of Death.
A is for hot garbage.
Oh my god. Certainly not F. F is for stay far away. Zach kept rattling on about that fucking thing today. He wanted to watch it. We're trying to watch Nightmare Before Christmas because Dolphin Mankey had never seen it.
In my head, I thought you said The Nightmare Before Elm Street, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm a little tired, Shaden.
I'm also tired. I'm so sleepy. Nightmare Before Christmas. We tried to watch it today. I wanted to show it to Dalton, mm-hmm. and to a lesser extent, Zach, because he had never seen it either.
But Zach was too busy losing at my Mario
levels. Zach was too busy losing at your Mario levels, and then the whole time he's playing the game, every 20 minutes he'd look up and go, this movie's stupid. This is boring. And oh my god, I never wanted to sock him in his stupid, stupid mouth more than I did today. I don't even remember what the point of this fucking story was. I'm just so mad about Zach. Oh, and I know Brittany's listening, because she's a listener now. So, Brittany, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the monster I created. I swear to you, what was born between my love for you was not this monster. It was not this stupid monster and his dumb haircut and his...
Wait, Zach has the dumb haircut?
Zach does have a dumb haircut.
I have the same haircut Zach has.
No. Remember when we made the mistake of telling him that he had hair like Egon Spangler? And so he got obsessed with it. He started taking all these pompadour pics and, you know, trying to make it look like, Harold Ramis in Ghostbusters. And I indulged his fantasy because I felt bad for the guy. At this point, I'm done indulging his fantasies. And Brittany, you should not indulge his fantasy. Don't message Zach. Don't message Zach. Just block him. That'll send the best message possible. Anyways, Asa. As per the custom of shows like this, we've got some questions. Normally, I would BS with you a little bit more, but there's so many questions.
And we're probably just going to get way off track anyway.
Yeah. Most of them are from Lindsay. She warned me she was going to spam this, and I didn't believe her. There's, maybe I exaggerated when I said 10 questions. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5 questions from Lindsay.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start this off with Lindsay, from Podzilla 1985, the, head writer of blogzilla1985.com. If you go back,
I actually had
months.
An idea of something that I want to write up for that.
Good. Cause, we need more stuff. We got the, I forget the exact name of it. He'd kill me if I get it wrong. The depressing stuff I've been posting for someone else anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. We got that.
I knew it.
And then, a couple things from Lindsay and I had posted on there a little bit, but yeah, I'd love.
I mean, well, I mean, I had the one, the post about Kane.
And it did very well.
I was going to say, from what I could tell, it was met with rousing apathy.
No. It was a huge success. It was the biggest blockbuster since,
See No Evil?
I was going to say the GameStop post I made, but that's not true.
That couldn't be true.
That can't be true. Nothing will ever top that, unfortunately. Hey, Lindsay wants to know, the world is going to have a massive media purge. You have the choice to save every classic work of literature written or one decade of films. Which do you choose? And if it's the films, which decade do you save? Clearly it's the films, and I would pick probably, the 2000s because that gave us the classics like, you know, I had a whole list of movies and I can't think of a single one.
Yeah, I'm going to say the literature because then you can just remake all of the movies that were based on the literature.
But nobody likes books. Books are boring.
I like books.
No.
Yeah, books are rad. Reading's cool, kids. It's better than drugs.
Well.
Stay off drugs.
I would agree with you on that. I would actually say the literature, too.
Yeah.
I love movies, but I have a respect for books because I do like to read occasionally. Like H.P. Lovecraft, I actually read quite often.
That's actually something that I've been doing as we're wrapping up to Halloween, is I have the Necronomicon, the giant, like,
The full
fake leather-bound book of his stories.
I have the complete works of from Hastings, Barnes & Noble. Lindsay got me for a couple Christmases ago. And I like reading it. I just picked up a new book on conspiracies and secret societies. I think I told you that earlier.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's not the kind of literature I would save, though, because I just read that stuff to scare people. Yeah. So, Lindsay, yeah, we'd save literature.
Yes.
Yeah. What book would you not save? You could outlaw one book that you never want anyone else to read ever again.
See, and that's the thing, is like, even if, you don't outlaw.
Not even
books.
50 Shades of Grey?
See, like, that's the one,
easy answer.
That's the easy answer.
That was originally a fan fiction written by Snow Queen's Ice Dragon.
Yeah, a fan fiction of Twilight.
Yeah.
It was not just any fan fiction.
No. Which made her rich beyond our wildest dreams. Suck on that, anyone with an original idea. Fuck. You know, I want to talk about this. It makes me so mad. When I used to write a lot more, and I would write all this original work. I would write short stories, poems. I would do all this original stuff, and some of it I thought was really good. And no one cared. No one wanted to read it. It did not interest them. But, you know, you write a short fan fiction of World of Warcraft or of Sailor Moon or something like that, and people are jumping all over it because people want to read about stuff they already know. They don't want to get involved in a new story because who are you? You're just an internet writer. You're not a published author. I can't buy you at Barnes & Noble. Pisses me off. That's why I hate DeviantArt.
And even if you can buy it at Barnes & Noble, like, you probably don't. You're probably just rebuying Harry Potter again.
Or 50 Shades of Grey.
Or whatever.
I'm going to write a fan fiction about 50 Shades of Grey.
Put it in a trailer park and see if anyone thinks it's sexy. See if any of those women that are like, oh, I totally want a Christian Grey. If he wasn't a millionaire.
You're saying if he was just...
If it was me.
Well, you're not trailer trash. That would be me.
That's even... No, even if it's not that extreme. It's just, like, average person that...
So average guy with a box of butt plugs. Would women still think it was sexy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, they fucking wouldn't.
So you're saying if it was CJ Tatum, and he busted out the vape pen and a butt plug, and said, let's see where the night takes us, that women wouldn't just... You couldn't hear the panties dropping. That's what you're telling me.
Did everyone hear that simultaneous thud?
When you see it, you'll shit bricks. Zach Price wants to know, why is there two random shows? Sunday Random Sunday and Tuesday is a random show. You say this is a lot of work. Wouldn't it be easier to combine those shows? Actually.
Because Tuesday's not really a random show most of the time.
It's not Tuesday. Tuesday is a random show in the sense that we don't know what it is.
Until that day.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Topical Tuesday seemed to be.
I like Topical Tuesday, but it is very much a lot like Sunday Random. I honestly thought about turning Tuesday into a solo thing every week because mm-hmm. it seems to be that the solo shows I do get really good responses. Like mm-hmm. people really like them. So I thought I'll just make Tuesday my own thing. And I was going to do that tonight, but then I chickened out and I was like, let's get Asa involved. That will be much better. We could, I'd say,
you need a 5-star man.
I would love to turn this every Tuesday, Mr. 100 and the 5-star man. But with schedules and stuff the way they are, it's not a guarantee that you're always going to be available.
Right.
And that's the problem with that. So Zach, I don't know. We're working on it. We have plenty of time before this thing takes off and makes us rich.
I would counter it with, why do you care? You don't listen anyway.
And then I would counter with, why even ask? Because he's not listening.
No, now he's done. We answered his question. This is where he tunes out.
Zach, you might want to stick around because we're going to mention you more in the show. Michael Branham, Miss Michael Branham. He was on the one show about the gun control.
Are we doing D&D this Saturday before we go
to Illinois?
To the terrifying Tanner Thursday for a ghost hunt?
I don't know. I need to talk to Hunter about that. And also, I wanted to run something by you. So I'm thinking, and I sent Tanner this.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner Calvert, the man himself. The place in Mount City, the courthouse, mm-hmm. which is supposedly haunted. It's a good idea, and I'm excited. But I read on KFES 12. Did I talk to you about this earlier?
You did not.
There is a house in St. Genevieve, Missouri. And this was on KFES 12 that the owners say is like super haunted. Like haunted to the point that it's blatant. It's not like, oh, I think I heard something. Like if you go there, you are guaranteed to find something. And they're welcoming anyone that wants to come investigate to come investigate it. So I'm thinking maybe we should go there instead.
Myself and Jesse are playing the role of absolute non-believers.
You're skeptics.
We don't think that, like, we're going to go hang out at a creepy old building for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then record a podcast about you guys heard something.
Maybe.
Didn't hear anything.
Well, that's the thing. I thought about you guys and I thought, okay, the courthouse, it's a toss up. Like, I've heard stuff, but I'm not devoted to the idea that we're going to find something. But if these people are claiming the activity that they're claiming, along mm-hmm. with the pictures that I saw, that this might be a better opportunity to, one, to investigate a legitimate, maybe haunted place, two, disprove it if it's a fraud, or three, find something and maybe you guys experience something. You know?
I would leave that up to Tanner, really.
Is it wise to leave things up to Tanner?
Yes. It's the man himself.
I'm pretty sure he says things like muddin'. And crawdads. If you use the words mudden and crawdads frequently, you might be a redneck.
Oh my God. I have no preference. Either way, like either place that we go,
either way, you're
I feel
getting
like,
drunk.
No. Actually, no. You know what? I'm going to have respect for it. I'm going to go in open-minded, clear-minded.
I 100%
maybe
believe.
Maybe after.
I truly believe that you and Jesse both will be very respectful of our.
Well,
and
we've already, like, even when we set
this.
It up, we already said that, you know, we're not going to be like, oh, look at how
stupid.
No,
that's what
they
Zach
are.
Price would do. And he would be like, oh, I'm going to text Dalton. I'm going to text his girlfriend. I'm going to see her titties. He'd be saying stuff like that the whole time.
I want to know what voice that was.
That was my Zach Price.
That was the Zach Price if no one's ever actually heard Zach Price speak.
Hey, don't most people turn Zach Price off when he speaks? I mean, aww. That's what I understand. Let's move on. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Dolphin Mankey. Wait, no, we skipped Michael Branham.
Oh, we did.
I mentioned him
because,
and we never actually talked
because,
about it.
Because I got distracted by D&D.
Yes. Because Mike Branham plays D&D with us
yes.
for the Extra Life event, which we've changed our team.
Mm-hmm.
It's now reflected as Gaming Grounds because our former team, some things happened.
The name switched.
Yeah.
So
we switched. We'll talk more about that. I actually have an idea that we might do live streaming every week for the next 2 weeks leading up to November 7th.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. I'm playing around with it. Anyway, Mike Branham says, if you had to star in your own survival reality show, what are two practical and two impractical items that you would bring? And he said survival shows such as Naked and Afraid, Survivor Man, Bear Grylls drinks his own pee. God bless you, Bear Grylls. What's that, Bray Wyatt?
I'd watch that show.
Bray
Drop
Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt in the middle of nowhere.
He's just out there cutting promos that don't make sense and then losing to like crabs.
he gets pinned by a rainstorm. But then he gets like all the natives to follow him.
But he just keeps losing. And eventually they stop. So two items you would bring and two impractical items you would bring. A canteen so I can get water and keep it safe.
Yeah, that would be mine and a I would say a good knife.
Machete, something like that. Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
Impractical items would be a GPS distress signal that goes straight to whatever authority may or may not be looking for me, and a portable RV with a full tank of gas and Wi-Fi.
I was going to say a solar-powered helicopter.
There
or,
you go.
Or a boat. Some kind of boat that I get off the island and back and forth with. That'd be great. Also, maybe, like, the One Ring of Power.
Oh, Green Lantern Ring? That'd be... Well, let's be honest.
I'll say Lord of the Rings, but the Green Lantern would be better.
Oh, so you can go invisible.
Well...
Good job.
Well, then I can hide from the...
People, the search
palm
party?
Trees? Yeah.
No. And let's be honest. I'm not going to get a... I'm not getting a Green Lantern Ring. I'm getting a Red Lantern Ring.
I was going to go yellow. I always like the Yellow Lantern.
Sinestro.
Yeah, because I'm evil.
Atrocitus is awesome.
It's fear, right? Yellow?
Yellow, yeah, yellow's fear.
Well, me and Steven Bright, we both deal in fear. Because he's very intimidating.
When he's playing Destiny, yes.
Is what I've heard. Yeah, Allie said she's never seen him do the Steven Bright freak out. She doesn't believe it exists.
Oh, that's...
Like, just... I don't know if he's just playing a character for her or
what. I was going to say, good for Steven, then. for able to... No, I meant that legitimately. Like, good for him to for keeping it under control.
He's calmed it down a lot.
Yeah.
Like, when he's here, he's calmed it down a lot. I'll give him credit. There was one time he was playing with Jesse, and Jesse, I think, was home, and Steven was here, and I think they started doing PvP, and Steven started to get upset, and I messaged Jesse, I was like, please don't play with Steven. Please don't play with Steven. Jesse said Steven's anger rubbed off on him. He was angry for the rest of the game. Is he back there listening now?
Jesse is, yeah.
Oh, hey,
He gave me a thumbs up when I said Atrocitus is awesome. Ooh, two thumbs up now.
Jesse being the gigantic Green Lantern fan,
mm-hmm.
and was also super disappointed in the movie. You were disappointed in that movie, weren't you? Oh, yeah, he's
even non-fans were disappointed in that movie because they saw a bad movie.
I always feel like it's like that Avatar film, the one based on the cartoon. People said that if you've never watched the show, you might like the movie.
Because it's... Because
you're not, like, well, even biased.
I'm only recently a big fan of Green Lantern. Once I moved to Virginia and was working at the comic book store, and I had disposable income that I could spend, like, $30 a week on comics... I became a huge Green Lantern fan and really all of the different, you know, core.
Right.
But watching that movie, you can tell Ryan Reynolds is the only person on that set that gave any shit about the
Green Lantern, the lore
material. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a shame because Blake Lively was in that movie and I have a huge crush on her. Hit the crush button. Cause Shannon's got another crush. Had a big crush on Blake Lively. And I think wasn't Timothy Robbins in that movie?
I'm not sure.
It's
been too long and I've blocked out so much of it.
I will say I think it was Mark Strong played Sinestro, right? He looked exactly like Sinestro. Like, that is some of the best casting I've ever seen.
That was really good.
He looked legit. I think Ryan Reynolds is doing something a little better with Deadpool.
Yeah.
We'll see which one ends up better.
And I think too, Deadpool is more of a fan of Deadpool than he is of Green Lantern, but that's just pure speculation on my part.
You two are tight.
I mean, we're basically twins.
Give me
a six-pack and better hair, and I'm basically
Ryan Reynolds.
I thought Ryan
Reynolds was here earlier. Right. Dalton wants to know, Dolphin Mankey, the Pussbot. Hunter said he'll never call him Pussbot in public.
In public? Yeah. Well, that's nice of him. Only to himself, quietly, as he curses. Every time he stubs his toe.
Pussbot!
Fucking Pussbot!
Any ideas for upcoming video shows, like Zach Buys a Chili Pepper? Which Zach replied and said, Ghost Pepper, bitch, I ain't no pussy like you.
Of course.
Zach is relentless.
Yeah.
He's on a roll. But that roll is crusty and no one wants to eat it. I don't have any ideas for upcoming video shows. I'm not going to lie. Oh, November 7th for the Extra Life charity. We're going to record all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we will probably do some video for the Terrifying Tanner Thursday if we catch something.
Well, I mean, assuming... I would assume you're recording, if you're recording on the Terrifying Tanner, that is, you're just going to record anyway, because clearly you don't know if we're going to catch something.
For the podcast itself, I don't know, but when we do the investigation.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
while we're
we'll
investigating,
be recording and taking
be
pictures. Yeah, absolutely. And then Zach eating the ghost pepper, that's definitely going to be on there.
That's supposed to be this week.
Because
it was going to be with you, was
but
the
then
big
I
deal.
Left.
Yeah, and then you were gone.
I've been gone. October, I've been gone a lot. I've barely done this show in October. And I always wondered, what's going to happen to the show when I leave eventually? Because I got to leave eventually.
And when we move to L.A.
When we move to L.A., what's going to happen to Podzilla? And Jesse and Tanner and those guys have done a really good job with it, but I really miss being here. Especially, right. Like, Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing Hunter host always puts a little hole in my heart because I want to be there
right.
to host with him, you know?
That's one of the things that I don't like about when I listen to the show is because it's so, cause it's like, it's, I know all you guys and it's all my friends having a conversation and I want to jump in.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. If you haven't, if this is your first time listening, if you've heard any of my other shows that I've been on,
and
I just want to jump in.
And we love you for it because you bring, that's why me and you are here right now. Just the two of us. Well, and those guys. But they ain't saying nothing.
They're playing Destiny.
They're playing, well, not now.
Well, they were.
Now they've disappeared. Okay. They made ooh, who knows? Cody Sandusky, who's a good friend, and I love Cody. He said, how do you feel knowing that after tomorrow, all three Back to the Future films will have taken place in the past? And Michael Brandon posted a great picture of someone from Sesame Street. I don't know. I'm going to get so much shit for this. Ernie? Bert? He's yellow.
With the cone head? Like
yeah.
The up and down one?
Okay. Yeah. Which one's that?
I think that's Bert.
Is that Bert?
I think so.
Jesse? Yeah. Which is the Sesame Street character, the gay couple, Bert and Ernie?
Yeah.
The yellow one.
That's
okay. Bert?
Okay. That's what I thought.
So it's a picture of Bert, mind blown. And then Cody says, same reaction I had when he texted me the thought. When he texted me the thought.
I did like the, there was a post someone made a couple days ago, and it was a picture of Doc Brown next to Bernie Sanders. Says one shows up to save the middle class, and underneath it is a picture of Donald Trump and next to Biff. It's like one's trying to rewrite history to benefit himself. That made me chuckle.
I like Bernie Sanders. Did you see Larry David's Bernie Sanders SNL? I just watched it before I came here, and it was great. Larry David
so
is
good.
Amazing anyway.
Oh, yeah, Larry David's Sanders. Fantastic.
Apparently, TMZ asked Bernie Sanders what he thought of it, and he had no idea who Larry David is.
That so doesn't surprise me. He's too busy, like, driving his Prius, or not his Prius, his, like, 1980 Mercury whatever
his DeLorean?
Car. Yeah.
Oh, what do I think about that? I think that it's stupid that they have a new 30th edition of, or anniversary edition of the movies, because I just bought the 25th one 5 years ago on Blu-ray. Now I got to buy another one to get those damn cartoon episodes.
And that's why they're just making them.
And in 5 years, they'll do another one.
I'm indifferent because while I enjoyed the first one, I don't know if I've ever actually seen the third one all the way through.
Lindsay and I had this discussion.
And I think I've seen the second one once a long time ago on TV.
When we were, I think we were driving up to Pennsylvania and we were listening to Huey Lewis and the Back in Time came on.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it before and I told her, you know, I really love the first Back to the Future. And in a lot of ways, I wish they'd ended it with one. Because the first one, it was a great movie. It had great concept, great cast. Mm-hmm. The music was great. Huey Lewis and the News knocked it out of the park with some of those songs. And it just felt like this really big thing. And then 2 and 3 came out and they're good movies, but they don't have that same magic that 1 did. It
right.
doesn't have the great soundtrack. It doesn't have, I mean, it has a great cast still, but I don't know. Something was missing. I mean, what is it? Crispin Glover didn't even come back for 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
How did you not come back to the Back to the Future? You turned that one down?
Maybe he read the script and he knew the same kind of deal. It's like, well, it's not the same. Also, Crispin Glover's just a weird fucking dude anyway, so who knows anything that he does?
Did you ever see his interview with Letterman?
No.
Oh, did you ever see that?
Yes, yes,
where
I
he
did,
has
actually.
The fish, like the aquarium on his feet, and
yeah.
He like tries to kick David Letterman in the face?
Yeah, because he was on the Nerdist podcast a while back, and they mentioned that, and he was just like, oh, it's like a character art something. Just a weird motherfucker.
I think he tried to tell David Letterman that too when he came back and did another show.
Because I was
and
surprised.
Letterman, fucking Letterman would not listen. Mm-hmm. He was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure it
that's
was.
Great.
Yeah. He was all doped up. He was all hopped up on goofballs is what it is. But yeah, Back to the Future 2 and 3 and 1, it's all in the past now. And it should be. Let's let it die.
Right.
There's
hopefully now all the... The best thing coming from it actually being tomorrow and like everyone knows it now is now I'll stop seeing the fucking tomorrow's the day from Back to the Future on January 8th. No, it's fucking not. I'm not even a huge fan of those movies and I know it's fucking not.
I think you pointed that out once or twice when people said
probably
that. I think Lindsay said it and you pointed it out to her.
Maybe. Sorry, Lindsay, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They should have left it at one. Let's never do a remake. And let's not do a continuation of it. It's bad enough they had the Telltale game out, which was supposed to be a really good game. And they even got Michael J. Fox to come back, not as Marty McFly. He is Marty McFly in the New Dimensions game, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, let it end.
Yeah.
I had a hard time letting go of things, too. Yeah.
Let it go.
When I found out Sailor Moon ended, I was legitimately sad. I was like, well, I wish the show would never end. I come to realize now, You have to let things in.
Bryan Cranston had a great quote about that kind of deal, because people would constantly tell him, like, at the end of Breaking Bad, like, man, I can't believe you guys ended Breaking Bad. It was so great. You know, you should have never ended it, blah, blah, blah. And his response was, I would much rather people say, I wish it hadn't ended so soon, or I wish this was still on, than, oh, that's still on?
Yeah.
That's still going?
Yeah, cause I thought that about Aqua Teen.
Like, if something is, you know, self-contained enough, and, or not even, that's not the right word. If something is, you know, it tells the story that it wants to tell.
And then the story's over,
and
so
then
the
story
over.
Ends, so the yeah. show's over. You can always, you know, you can always tell.
I mean, look at Supernatural.
Oh my God, yes.
I love Supernatural.
The first four seasons are fantastic. Yeah. Or whichever one ends with, the one where they finally do, Lucifer.
Yeah. Yeah. Before the Leviathans.
It's like, okay, so. Satan's story resolved.
You know Satan?
Yeah.
The greatest evil of all time?
What's next? What if just something bad was hanging out in purgatory? Okay.
And it's still going.
I will say I just finished the 10th season on Netflix because it got posted. The 11th season just started. I think it's 2 or 3 episodes in now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the 11th season. But the big bad, like the seemingly overarching storyline, the enemy is very interesting and really cool. But I don't really have any desire to see it. Because now we're on 10 years of Sam and Dean hiding shit from each other.
It's the same old thing. They get in the car. They don't talk to each other. At some point, Dean is going to go, look, I get it. Every time he says, take a drink.
And then it's so.
Why are you not telling me, Sammy?
Right.
So Jesse laughed.
Because it's accurate. It's funny because it's true.
I honestly think they should have ended Supernatural after the second season. And I know that's way, because they had good seasons. The Lucifer season was good.
Yeah.
But I really feel like the Yellow Eyes Demon story should have been the only story they told.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, because they couldn't even get Jeffrey Dean Morgan back after that. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan John Winchester. Oh my God.
I'll disagree with the fact that they couldn't get him back. Like, has he said that, oh, I was just done with it?
I've never heard that, but...
Because to me, the way that they write off characters, with a handful of minor exceptions, it really kind of feels like this is the end of their character arc. So them getting rid of the character without it just being like, okay, well, Dad's just going to disappear on more hunts, and we're not going to...
Yeah.
Like, that makes more sense to write him out the way that they did versus come back every once in a while.
They've never had him come back at all, which I find odd, because they've had the John Winchester character come back. But he was younger, so they had a different guy playing him.
I thought Morgan came back briefly towards the end of the fourth season.
No. He was just season one and season two, and he was my favorite character. As opposed to, like, spoiler alert, if you're, depending on how far back you are in Supernatural, you might not want to hear this next part.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been trying to keep it as spoiler light as possible.
But I'm going to hit a spoiler on you. So again, just skip ahead about 30 seconds here.
Mm-hmm.
When Bobby died.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a really emotional thing because I love Bobby's character. I mean, he basically became the John Winchester of the show.
He became their dad.
Yeah, he became their dad, really.
Multiple times when he comes back and, you know, sons and...
Idgits and whatnot. And Jim Beaver's one of my favorite actors.
He's fantastic.
I have him on Facebook. I like just to see what he says because he's a real nice guy. But yeah, when his character died and they kept bringing him back as a ghost at first, and then he still makes occasional appearances.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would do that with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I think he's in the 10th season for one episode, and I think that's probably going to be the absolute last time you see him.
And that makes me sad, too,
because
man.
the end of that episode is really kind of... I mean, it's completely open-ended, and you know there could be a whole another episode dedicated to him in season 11, but it really kind of seems like that's the way that they're...
I wish they never would have brought him back after he died, because his death episode...
Was so
impactful. Heart-wrenching. Yeah.
And it sucks. And the thing that really sucks about it is it was the goddamn Leviathan.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact
the
that.
The worst enemy.
They really did paint it like he was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then what a punch in the gut when you realized it wasn't. And then him just sending in the memory with them as a last memory.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That...
They should have ended his story arc there, but they had to keep bringing him back. Mm-hmm. And whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm done talking about Supernatural. What were we talking about? Back to the Future. End it.
Right.
Let's be done with Back to the Future.
We're fine with it being in the past.
Yes.
Okay.
It's good. Chelsea wants to know, what's the dankest meme ever? I don't know how to answer that. Ugh. I don't know what dankest memes are.
Probably right now it's the John Cena one. Unexpected John Cena.
Michael Branham said, curiously, this was the first image result when I searched dankest meme. However, I still want our opinion too. It's just an old woman says all these flavors and you chose to be salt. I think we made fun of Dalton with that picture once.
Probably.
Well, Chelsea, I don't know what a dank meme is. So, Jesse, what's the dankest meme ever? Nope, he's got his headphones back on again.
Headphones on, so.
So John Cena?
I mean, it's not the one ever. It's just the currently dankest one, probably. I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna let you guys in on a secret. I'm old. I'm like 54. So I don't know what dankest meme means, so I'm gonna leave it to Asa. He says John Cena, I trust him.
Oh, it's definitely not the dankest one ever. It's just meme. It's currently
got you a 5-star meme.
Oh Jesus, no. Oh,
I think Zach's picture is probably the dankest meme.
Actually, yeah, I'm gonna change my answer to that. I don't know.
Any picture. Just find a picture of Zach and you can use it because he's the biggest douchebag walking on the face of the earth. Oh, hey, Hunter Hendricks, my old friend, who I saw today for the first time in a week for about 5 minutes. He dropped off a Full Throttle. He made some jokes about Zach and Dalton, and then he left, and I miss him. Hunter wants to know, if you both had the chance to respect your D&D characters, what would you change about them and why? I would not be a Dragonborn. Because even though the Dragonborn is cool, I find it incredibly difficult to play a character that's basically a giant lizard. Because I want to be like Michael Branham, and I want to bang elves. You can't really bang elves as a giant dragon. All I can do is fight and eat meat.
Michael Branham's character, who is currently missing.
If you've seen him, please email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com. I wouldn't be a Dragonborn. I would probably be I would be that human bard. And I would just play my songs and be a rock star. What about you?
I don't think I'd change anything. Really, the only thing that I'm kind of disappointed in is I can't get a real handle on what my backstory is. I have a couple ideas that kind of float around, and I have a loose idea of what it is, but when the last couple times that I've played, I've had like a character hammered out, and then we move forward, and that's how I can role play off of that. But I've kind of had to make adjustments on the fly, and I don't know what.
Didn't you kind of say you wanted it to be like the Joker, where if you've got a backstory, well, you want it to be multiple choice?
That's what Hunter said.
Of course, Hunter would say that.
I mean, if I was playing a character like that, absolutely. But I for this one, I want to have kind of a dedicated. I know I'm a disgraced former leader of a thieves guild, but everything other than that is kind of hazy.
And maybe that's for the best.
Yeah.
With the character.
Right.
My character is very simple. He was a commander. His people died. He got disillusioned. He got depressed. He drinks a lot. Kind of like me, except I don't drink and I'm not a dragon. Also, I've never led armies. I've led people. Briefly. So yeah, Hunter, there you go. If you want to know more about it, you have to come in and talk to us. And be seen with us in public. Personal friend.
Close personal friend. Local celebrity.
Local celebrity. Hey, Lindsay Wolfgang's back. She wants to know, would you be a Jedi or a Sith?
Sith. Wait,
what?
Sith. Absolutely.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
No.
100%. If I woke up with Superman's powers tomorrow, it's injustice immediately. None of this like, I have to watch a loved one that I care for die. No. Just all of y'all, just fuck, you're the worst. Oh, just people are the worst. I'm in control now. The end.
I have a problem with the Sith, and it actually comes mostly from the Star Wars The Old Republic game, because you can be Jedi or Sith in that game, and I'm talking about the online one.
Right.
And my problem with it is that the Jedi have characters. It's like, here, make these decisions, befriend these people, do this. But the other side, Sith, is just nonstop, I want power, give me power. And to me, that gets boring. It's like World of Warcraft,
when
people
boring.
Pick Forsaken or Horde in general, because they're just bloodthirsy and they're like, me want money and
to
blood.
To be fair, though,
that's boring.
You were reducing an entire like universe's worth of canon to one
game
experience.
No, that's what I said.
So,
that's where my experience from it comes from.
Right.
So maybe there is more interesting parts to the Sith, but everything I've ever seen about the Sith is just, I want power. I don't care who I fuck for it.
I'm a happy guy. I know who I am on the inside.
And we all know who you are on the inside. That's the problem.
I'm absolutely yellow ring, red ring.
You're saying you're evil.
Yeah. Well, not evil. Just I have a lot of hate and anger. Like,
let the hate flow through.
I'm like a Chihuahua dog. I'm 90% hate, 10% shaky. Just it's so.
What's Michael J. Fox?
I know. As soon as I'm given any sort of Jesus Christ.
I want to do the Jesus thing, but my throat hurts and I'm tired.
Good.
So.
You deserve that. Michael J. Fox is a treasure.
He is. I'm a good guy.
I know I would just, I know I'm not saying I'd go full evil immediately, just.
See, I'm the exact opposite.
I have the feeling that if I'm in absolute control, things are going to change, and it will be better for everyone, like every disillusioned dictator that's ever lived.
If I was a Jedi or Superman, I would just want to protect everybody. I would want to save
people.
Yes,
and how better to protect them than to take away all of their freedoms?
Mr. Trump, I don't think this is the proper place to talk about that.
I had someone on one of my old high school teachers posts a nightly poll question to like his over 400 Facebook friends. And one of them the other night, was, do you think if Donald Trump was president at the time, would he have prevented 9/11? And someone said, oh yeah, him and his best buddy Batman would have flown to Afghanistan and fought Al Qaeda. And I responded with, don't you, you know, and it's a guy that I don't know at all. We tend to have the same political views answer similarly. And I was like, you seem like a nice enough guy. We agree on these poll questions, but don't you ever disparage Batman by saying that he would work with Donald Trump ever again. And he's like, what if I said that, you know, Trump's buddy Joker had a gun to his head and that's why I was helping him. And I posted that picture of, Joker punching out the Red Skull.
Yeah.
Because I might be a criminal, but I'm not a Nazi criminal. And I was like, even he has his limits. Come on now.
Okay. So everybody knows now Asa inside is pure evil and will destroy you if given the chance. Shannon.
I'm going to start working out.
Shannon's a knight. He's a protector. That's what he does. You and I are
going to
fight one
You'll be the one to dethrone me. This is going to be a flashback. Like,
someday.
As you're standing over my defeated, because the good guy always wins. Actually, no, it doesn't. This is real life. I'll probably beat you.
Yeah. Somehow.
As I'm standing over your deflated,
giant
sobbing
corpse.
Giant corpse. This is a smash cut too.
Someday. This is basically the dinner scene in Dark Knight.
I was
going to
say, this is
Two-Face and Batman talk.
This is like the Unbreakable, Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson.
So remember,
they started
kids,
as friends.
Remember, someday when Asa and I tear each other's throats out, when we're both dead, maybe just laying next to each other, bleeding out, and we look over each other and laugh and go, "Remember that podcast
all those years ago, the year 2183?"
Like in X-Men: Days of Future Past, when Magneto is dying and he says, "All those years spent fighting, if we could just get a few of them back." Love that movie, by the way.
So good,
so good. Moving on, Lindsay has another one. Which is more entertaining as a kid, Bubbles or Sidewalk Chalk? Neither. You know what entertained me as a kid? NBC Nightly News. So I'm the worst person in the world to answer this, Lindsay. I'm sorry. But what entertained me as a kid bores you now. You know?
I'm going to say Bubbles because I was a terrible artist.
Because you wanted to draw. Apparently, you wanted to draw in your enemy's blood. Is what I understand from this conversation.
Just poorly.
So that's that. Michael Branham's back. God, we need to get new people. What one childhood toy wish you still had? That's not what he says, but that's what I'm translating. And Lindsay actually answered this one for us. She said, since I'm not cool enough to be on the show tonight, I'm going to answer this one now. I had a little stuffed cow. It wasn't anything overly special, just a simple brown and white plush moo cow with beanbag feet that I liked. Mom sold it at a yard sale. There's more. Hold on. I never knew it made it into the sale bill of plushies until someone was walking away with it. I was mad at Mom for quite a while and still wish I could have stopped that sale. What childhood toy do I wish I still had?
Dan Rather as the news anchor, like.
All the video games that my dad burned up. You know, like I'm pretty sure we talked about this. I had stadium events as a kid. I had a lot of those rare games that just disappeared because my dad burned down the shed that they were all in a trunk. So I wish I could have got that back. But probably my favorite toy when I was a kid, and I don't know if this is going to be sad, pathetic, or endearing. I grew up very poor. We've mentioned that before. And I loved Sonic the Hedgehog back in the day, but I couldn't afford a Sonic the Hedgehog toy. They didn't really have them as much. You know, back then, we didn't have all those toys like the kids
have
now.
There wasn't all the licensing stuff.
No, not at all. So if you saw a Sonic the Hedgehog figure, I mean, you bought it. If you could afford it, but I couldn't because I lived in a trailer. So I had a blue ball. It was just a blue ball, like a bouncy ball, and it was big. And I called it Sonic Blue Boy. And I would just play with that, and I'd roll it across the ground. He would be spinning around having adventures. And I played with it all the time, and I had such an attachment to that ball. And even to this day, I wish I still had that ball. It was nothing but a blue bouncy ball, but I loved it so much, and it was so close to me. So I still wish I had my Sonic Blue Boy. What about you?
I was lucky. Like, I never really wanted for anything. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't get every single toy that ever made, but I had a pretty sizable collection of action figures mostly because I continued to play with them well past the acceptable age. So I had,
hey, you're in good company, man.
So I had like boxes of just like, and I would have these just all out wars of the Power Rangers versus the Ninja Turtles versus the X-Men versus like six Batman. I had the cool like sewer, like not the giant one, but like one of the really cool,
not the,
like,
not
Ninja
the Tour, 40, the 40 inch one. Yeah, yeah, or whatever.
The,
yeah.
But like I had this like Ninja Turtle sewer playset that was really cool. But I knew they were just taking up space and we needed to clear stuff out and I just needed to get rid of them. So we sold them all like in mass in a garage sale. So I really missed like really my action figure collection because they were all well played with and well worn.
Right.
And if not that, all of my wrestling figures, because I had a bunch of them that I gave away. I donated them.
That's the worst thing, is to go back and tell your former self, please don't do
that. And I donated them less than a year ago. It's been real recent. I had to get them out of the house, that we bought. So I knew I didn't have anywhere to put them in the new place. And as sad as it made me, because I had like the Dudley Boys, Vince McMahon, old school Hardys. Just, I had some really cool ones. I kept a couple, like my old school masked Kane. I held onto that. I still have my Undertaker somewhere.
You're a big Kane fan.
I'm a huge Kane fan.
I know.
The day that we were rolling our D&D character, and because I made my character's name is Jorik Belea, whose nickname is Hulk, because he always seems to be able to carry something out, and you guys were trying to figure out which wrestler that you could steal the name from to fuck with me.
Yeah.
No one said Kane. No one got it. The closest you came to was Chris Jericho, but you're naming some random ones.
I think I said Punk at one point.
You did.
Because Punk's just a throwback.
CM Punk, Big E, Jericho. God, Big E. Which, and don't get me wrong, like, I love all those guys. Just
especially
Kane,
Big E.
But Kane is the one that I...
Big Wool.
The heavy sweat. So yeah, I would say, because I had like the ring. Every time I go to Walmart, even when to just buy groceries, I always go to the toy aisle. And I think, I could spend $18 on that Dean Ambrose figure.
When we were at a Hot Topic in Erie, Pennsylvania, there was a really nice... They had a Dean Ambrose, what do you call it? Sock hat, beanie, mm-hmm. or whatever. And I really wanted to buy it because I like sock hats and it's Dean Ambrose.
Right.
But I didn't. Common sense got me. It's like, are you really going to wear this? Yeah. Lindsay also, she wants to know, what do you think? She said she was going to spam it. So to be fair, she succeeded. What do you think of the Trix rabbit being replaced by a real rabbit on, that cereal? I guess it's called Trix.
They're
replacing the Trix rabbit, the cartoon one, with an actual rabbit. We gotta grow up sometime, Lindsay.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, but...
Well, no, it doesn't make sense. Are you feeding that rabbit Trix?
It only makes sense if they switch from the cartoon rabbit to the real rabbit, but they switch back to the fruit-shaped cereal. Just to be like, you know what, fuck it.
We're crazy.
Right, yeah.
I don't know!
I'd be on board with that. But I don't care.
More importantly, Lindsay, than the Trix rabbit is, what do you think about Playboy... stopping the nudity?
I mean,
they're going to PG-13. It's going to be a men's lifestyle magazine.
We were just talking about this at work today. It does. I mean, it surprises me because it's always been it's
Playboy,
right? Yeah. Or no, we were talking about it here. My day. It's been a long day.
I know. Bless you.
I'm fine with it. Like it's. I think the way that, and I actually just read about it on Reddit too. And because they're taking it as, or no, it was on Cracked. Because basically the magazine itself has been registered as an expense because it went from having like 80 something million subscribers in the 70s to 500,000.
Well, and that's because the same reason I don't care about it is because with the advent of the internet, or the invention of the internet, whatever, the need to buy magazines to see naked women is gone.
Right.
And sure, the women that they have in Playboy are lovely women. Right. I appreciate a good, an attractive naked woman. I do.
Well, and also,
and that's not even pervy because Playboy is very classy. It is.
Well, and see that's what I was gonna say is it's like, and they were also kind of almost the last bastion of softcore pornography.
Yeah.
Because they don't. There's no, you know. It's no sex. There's no penetration.
No.
There's no anything.
Even
it's
the shots that you don't get like a hard. I mean, not to be vulgar, you don't get like a hard vagina. They're not sitting there with their legs spread open.
Right. Exactly. It's always
very classy.
It's usually
stuff.
Just, you know, breasts and.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And I like Playboy. I really do. I used to have this, this kind of stigma against people that looked at Playboy as they were just perverts. But as I've grown up and matured, I realized that that's not the case at all.
Right.
Grown men enjoy seeing lovely looking women naked and they like reading articles about men's life.
And Chuck Klosterman, one of my favorite authors, like pretty regular, like he had multiple, essays and articles published in Playboy.
Yeah, Playboy is a great pop culture icon. It is.
Right.
So the fact that they're changing over to non-nude does not bother me, because mm-hmm. you could still have women be sexy with their clothes on.
Right.
It's absolutely possible. Sometimes it's better to leave things to the imagination.
And honestly, I like the idea that, you know, with the quality of article that they pretty regularly put out, which, I mean, I haven't read a Playboy in
years.
Like,
either,
I couldn't, you know, maybe once or, like, maybe there's been one or two articles that people have linked to.
Yeah.
From, online. Like, a
Playboy.com.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That I might have read, but, you know, it's not, you know, it's not my main destination when I have the ungodly, shameful urge to see a naked person.
I mean, with the internet, you can just, whatever you want to see at that moment.
Oh my God.
Naked, whatever. It's there for you. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to, you know, whatever. The internet has ruined more lives than.
I don't remember where I heard it, but someone was talking about, like, you know, sometimes I really want to work for it, so I limit myself to YouTube.
Well, that's not fair, because I've seen some videos on YouTube that make me go, how did this get through?
Really?
And I'm not talking about the angel grapefruit technique.
Oh my God.
I'm talking about, like, stuff that's not only, it's not nude. But it's sexual, and it's sexual in the sense that you're probably going to go to jail if you look at it. Someone has sent me that and goes, can you believe this is on YouTube? And I go, how bad is it? And it's just like a 14-year-old girl in a bathing suit sitting around, just like dancing around in her underwear or something like that. And it's perfectly legal. But it's like, holy shit, how is this on YouTube?
Yeah, I don't know how that's...
You know? People like what they like.
Okay.
Hold on. That's a quote from Boogie Nights. I think he says, like, I like a popsicle stick in my mouth and something up my ass. I don't remember. I gotta go watch Boogie Nights again. It's a great movie.
They just put it on Netflix, I think.
Did they really?
I think so.
Oh, I know what I'm not watching tonight, but in the future. Yeah. In the future.
Eventually.
We got two more. And then actually wrap it up. We're at an hour.
Cool.
Damn it. Dalton Mankey, Manchi, whatever. Whatever. Favorite dumb wrestling character. Mine would probably be the Oddities, serve no purpose, but were entertaining. I actually know this automatically. It was the Repo Man. I've said it before. Barry Darso, I think was his name.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Repo Man, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
He would just come out and repossess. He repossessed the Macho Man's hat because apparently the Macho Man could not make payments on it. Where did he buy that hat?
Yeah, that was just...
It was the dumbest character I've ever seen. Or maybe IRS. Both were so bad and pointless, but they were so good at it that you made you enjoy it.
Well, IRS and Repo Man came from an era of wrestling where...
You had to have a character.
It was a character. Yeah. And so it was kind of like the WWF at the time was a collection of these characters who just happened to be like competitive wrestlers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, IRS wasn't a wrestler.
He
was a tax auditor
yeah.
who just happened on Monday nights to go out and punch zombies in the face. So that was from a whole different era, and like
honestly my favorite era.
And I came in just after that had ended.
See,
there was still a little bit of that crossover.
Yeah.
But so I'm trying.
I love 80s and early 90s wrestling is my favorite. I know it was terrible. The gimmicks were bad, but maybe it's because I was younger, but I saw it with the young eyes.
Right.
And it was these bigger than life characters.
And so being able, it's almost kind of like a real life cartoon.
Yeah.
Being able
and
to.
I know everyone gives me shit about Hulk Hogan, and it's fine. Right. I know he's a piece of garbage. I know the person is. But just
the character of Hulk Hogan.
As a kid, Hulk Hogan, the character, was the greatest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, awe-inspiring. He was larger than life.
Right.
You know? The man is just a man, as we all are. He's flawed and imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I don't know. That's one that I'd have to think on for a minute. Cause like I said, I came in right at the tail end of that happening.
Yeah. Zack Ryder?
Actually, you know what? No, I do know. Glacier.
Oh, Blood Runs Cold?
Blood Runs Cold Glacier. Because he was literally Sub-Zero.
Yes, just out
of
shape.
Just wrestled for WCW.
Yeah. I remember Glacier. I watched that. That was when I was like hardcore into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Blood Runs Cold promos, and it was so much hype. And you were like, oh, this is going to be incredible. And then he came out and he was like, oh, is that it?
Bo Dallas wearing a Sub-Zero cosplay.
And then he sold the gimmick to, I think, Kaz Hayashi, I think, who then became Glacier.
I had no idea.
That's so stupid.
I didn't realize there was a second Glacier.
There was. I'm going to have to look that up. I'll talk about it on PW this week. Last question. Lindsay Wolfgang again. What strange Ninja Turtle-inspired pizza would you be willing to try? Topping. I've always said this. Peanut butter pizza. I would try peanut butter pizza, and I would immediately throw up, but at least I tried it.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to steal that one.
Peanut butter pizza?
Yeah.
It sounds like a good option, doesn't it? Like, it sounds like something they would eat and that you wouldn't be entirely sickened by.
Right.
So we'll go with that. All right. We're going to wrap this up for this week. Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. Love that title. I love that title. It's even better than the Pigeon Boys.
Cool.
Birds of War.
Birds of War.
Thank you guys for listening. It's good to be back. I'm glad to be back on Podzilla. Is Jesse still headphoned?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if there's a Marvelous Jesse and Chris. I don't think so. I think they did one last week.
I'm not sure.
So I don't think we have anything tomorrow. But we will be back on Thursday with Tanner Thursday. I'll be there this time. I think Tanner will be there. We'll find out. And then Friday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I'll be there too. I'm back for the foreseeable future. Even though this podcast might get me in trouble.
In my head, Eric Bischoff's WWE theme.
I can't sing it because my throat hurts
back.
So bad.
I'm better than ever.
One of the reasons I'm ending this now is because I really want to stop talking because it hurts too bad. So we're going to wrap it up. Asa, thanks for coming in and hanging out with me.
Absolutely.
Jesse, fun. Ben, thanks for not being too loud.
Ben waved.
I think Ben gave a...
Yeah, Ben waved. Right. He can hear us.
Thank you guys. Oh, there's something. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you again later this week. Enjoy... What's tomorrow, hump day? What's hump day?
Wednesday.
Tomorrow's hump day.
Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday.
All right. Enjoy hump day. We'll see you back on Thursday, and have a great one. And Asa, you say goodnight to the good people.
Goodnight to the good people.